that. I see. Okay. Being used to him talking as an officer, you know, you're thinking about the lieutenants and captains.
Sure,
and
right. How about, where were your mother's parents born?
I wouldn't know.
You know, did you know them at all?
No, they died when my mother was about 14 years old. And, of course, they lived in Dixon, Tennessee. And then my mother went to an orphanage, and she was not exactly adopted. I don't think the lady was adopted, but a lady in Pale Creek took her in, you know, and raised her. In Hamilton County. And we always thought of her as our grandmother, although she really wasn't.
And
that
was, did you visit
them? Oh, yes, we visited her very often.
And
how,
do you know your father's?
Yes, they're still living. They live here in
Dayton. Is that right?
Yes.
And were they born here?
Well, I couldn't tell you that. As far as I know, they were.
Mm-hmm.
And, all of, very interesting, because I've just been trying to trace my grandfather's, family tree back. And finding out that most of them live right around in this area.
Tell me what you found. That would be interesting. Did you find anything as far as their European origins and so forth?
Well, no, I haven't gotten that far yet. All I can find out so far, and I haven't done too much work, research at all, but what I found out mostly are their names and the fact that they just came from this general area right in here of Tennessee. That might include about six or seven counties here, but they all came from right around here.
What were some of the other names, other family names besides Roddy?
Let's see, my mother's maiden name was Gary.
G-A-R-Y.
And I forget what her mother's name was.
What about the names of your father's son?
Well, my grandfather is James Roddy, and my grandmother is Melissa Crumley. And I can't remember.
But you remember your things, they were both born in this. Did I ask you for your full name?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I got that. I didn't remember. Are you planning to go to college?
I'm going to go to Bryan University.
Starting in the fall.
Yes.
That's it. Okay. Well, that's about all I need of that. Now, if it doesn't rain for a long time, what would you say? How would you describe the weather?
I'd say we're having a dry spell.
Okay. Let's say that went on for about 5 or 6 weeks. Would you still be calling a dry spell?
It'd be a disaster around
okay.
here.
Okay. Well, what I'm getting at, is there another word you might use other than a dry spell?
Drought.
Is there a difference between a dry spell and a drought?
Well, I guess a dry spell is just not as serious as a drought is, right? I don't think a dry spell, but lack of water is critical.
Yeah. Would you have a special word, though, that you might use? I mean, a period of time you might use for the word drought. I mean, how long would a dry, you say that we had a dry spell might last and so on, but after that you call it a drought?
A dry spell lasts for a week, maybe a week and a half or so. It depends really on how hot it is. And if people are really thinking about the heat and concentrating on how hot it is, they might become concerned in a shorter period of time. But I'd say dry spell would be a week and a half, or 2 weeks. And if it still didn't rain, and it was normal that it should rain in that time, then I'd say some might be